welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert brings a series of messages on the book of Luke. So get close to your radio and have a Bible ready as we take a deeper look in the book.
Thank you. other hand, for using our children this morning. Amen. Amen. Put a Bible in your hand and stand to your feet and let us recite this morning our Bible covenant. Hold it up like you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And repeat after me. This is the word of God.
This is the word of God.
If I obey it,
if I obey it,
blessings will come.
Blessings will come.
If I disobey it,
if I disobey it,
curses will come.
Curses will come.
I am what it says I am.
What it says I am.
I can be.
I can be.
What it says I can be.
What it says I can be.
I can do.
I can do.
What it tells me to do.
What it tells me to do.
Through the power of God.
Through the power of God.
This is
God's idea.
I believe
that God's idea
is the best idea.
I'm committed
to the biggest thing,
the highest thing,
the greatest thing,
the best thing,
which is
obeying God.
Therefore,
my mind is made up.
My heart is fixed.
My spirit is ready
to receive
the word of God
that will
transform
my life.
Amen.
Now open up the word of God to the book of St. Luke. The book of St. Luke. You can find that book in the New Testament. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. When you find it, say, I got it.
I got it.
Amen. Y'all must be pretty good Bible scholars. Amen. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse number 36 through 40, through 50, I'm sorry. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. I want to read the end of the story, starting with verse number 44 through 50. It says, and turning towards the woman, he said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wept my feet with her tears, wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss. But she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with perfume. For this reason, I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven. For she loved much, but he who is forgiven little, love little. He said to her, your sins have been forgiven. And those who were reclining at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this man who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Amen. Amen.
I want to talk with you on this subject. How forgiveness behaves.
All right.
How forgiveness behaves. High five somebody and tell them, Pastor, gonna talk about how forgiveness behaves. God bless you. God bless you. How forgiveness behaves. There was a game that we used to play when I was a boy called Simon Says. How many of you have ever played that game? Simon Says. For those of you who have never played that game, I got good news. We're going to play it this morning.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to be Simon for a while. Simon says, stand to your feet. All right. Simon says, pat your feet. All right. This is pretty good. Simon says, clap your hand. All right. Simon says, shake the person's hand to the right of you. To the right of you. Let me see, can y'all do that? Shake the person's hand to the right of you. To the right of you. Oh, y'all, some of y'all out of the game. Some of you out of the game. Some of you went to the left. All right, Simon says, shake the person's hand to the left of you. All right. Simon said, just sit back down. Simon said, just sit back down. All right. Now, how many of you had fun playing Simon Says? Amen. Now, that's a good game to play, and you know, when you just want to have fun, and if you just kind of want to play a game to kind of relieve some trouble and kind of wash some trouble away, to kind of get into some make-believe, that's a good game to play. But the problem that we have in everyday life is a lot of folks try to act like they Simon.
All right.
See, the problem in everyday lives that some folks, they get mad at you if you don't do everything they ask you to do. If you don't jump when they ask you to jump, and you don't come when they ask you to come, you don't call when they ask you to call, when you don't do anything and everything they ask you to do, they get all upset with you and put you out of the game. When you don't do what they ask you to do, you go on the bad list. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You go on the bad list because you didn't do what Simon said. See, Simon is a kind of person that is a controlling person. See, Simons have controlling attitudes. Simons has the kind of attitude that they like to be in charge of things. Matter of fact, they don't want to be a part of anything unless they can be in charge of everything.
Go ahead, preach up.
I'm talking about the folks that play Simon Says in everyday life. And the problem is, we got religious people that are still playing Simon Says.
All right.
We got church folks that are still playing Simon Says. We got church folks, if you don't dress like they want you to dress, if you don't wear what they want you to wear, if you don't act like they expect you to act, then you go on the blacklist. I'm talking about religious people. But my question is, do religious folks, Christian folks behave that way? Is that the way that Christians ought to behave? Do Christians ought to behave like Simon? You know, we didn't just start having this problem today. Back in Jesus' day, folks would act with a controlling attitude. As a matter of fact, right in our text, we find a man by the name of Simon who had this kind of religious controlling attitude. Look here in the text. The Bible says in verse 36, now one of the Pharisees was requesting him to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. And when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she bought an alabaster vial of perfume. And standing behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing her feet and anointing them with perfume. Now, when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man was a prophet, he would have known what sort of person this woman is who's touching him, that she is a sinner. Simon looked at this lady in the wrong way. What was Simon's problem? Simon had eye problems. He couldn't see things correctly. Do you know a lot of times church folks can't see things correctly? Are y'all gonna walk with me? I'm gonna have to walk by myself this morning. Notice, see, Simon could not see this woman correctly. Look here at the text. The Bible says in verse number 37, and behold, that word behold, whenever you see it in the scripture, it means stop. Check it out. Don't go any further until you really get the true meaning, the essence of what's taking place. The Bible says, and behold, there was a woman in the city who was a sinner. Look down here at verse number 39. Simon, when he looked at her at the end of the verse, he said, she is a sinner. Now, that's a big difference between was a sinner and is a sinner. Amen. See, Simon could not look at this woman. He did not see this woman the correct way. Simon was looking at this woman in the past rather than looking at her in her present and in her future.
Go ahead, preach.
He was looking at what she used to be.
Yes, yes.
Rather than looking at who she is now and what she was going to be in the future. Simon was still stuck in the past, but this lady done got saved, and now she done been sanctified. She done been filled with God's Holy Spirit. She's totally different, but Simon is still looking at what she used to be. He didn't see her correctly. Neither did he even see Jesus correctly. Look here at the text. The Bible says in verse 39, the Pharisee who invited him saw this. He said to himself, if this man, he didn't say if the Lord. Did you notice that? See, Jesus ain't just a man. He just ain't a good man. He said, if this man would have been a prophet. Is that what he said? He would know who and what sort of person this woman is who's touching him. Simon didn't see Jesus correctly. He didn't even see him as a prophet. He said if he would have been a prophet. In other words, he doubted Jesus' prophetic ministry.
Amen.
Doubted him as even being a prophet. But I got news for Simon. Jesus is more than a prophet.
All right.
Are you with me this morning, Bible?
Yes, yes,
Jesus is more than just a good man.
That's right.
See, if the truth be told, Jesus not only knew who this lady was and what sort of lady she was, Jesus knew when she got saved.
Right.
He knew where she was when she got saved.
Yes.
He also knew how she got saved.
Yes,
and he knew why she got saved.
Go ahead, preach up.
As I'm talking to anybody this morning.
Right.
Jesus is God in the flesh.
Yes.
And because he's God in the flesh, not only do he know the who's and the what, he knows the when, the where, the how, and the why's in our lives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus is God incarnated.
Amen.
Jesus is omniscient, which means he knows everything.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he knows the end even before the beginning. Dad.
Yes.
He knows everything there is to know. Oh, see, Simon didn't see it correctly. He didn't see the woman correctly. He didn't see Jesus correctly. You know why? Because he didn't see himself correctly.
All right.
See, Simon, the Bible says he was a Pharisee. And you know the Pharisees, they thought that they was fair, you see. They thought that they was, everything was all right in their life. They thought that they was A-okay with God.
Amen.
But everything was not A-okay with God in their life. See, Simon saw other folks' sin, but he didn't see his own.
Yes, sir.
Sin. See, Simon saw her sins of the flesh, but he didn't see his own sins of the spirit.
Amen.
Simon saw her open sins, but he didn't see his own private hidden sins.
Yes, sir.
He saw her sins of commission, but he didn't see his sins of omission.
Yes, sir.
You know the problem with the church today is we got too many folks just like Simon.
Amen.
Oh yeah, we got too many folks like Simon. They focus on the sins of the flesh. Oh yeah, they focus on what somebody else is drinking, or what somebody else is smoking, or where somebody else is sleeping at night. They focus on somebody else's sins, the sins of our flesh, but they don't focus on the sins of their own spirit. They don't focus on jealousy, envy, pride. They don't focus on that. See, they focus on the outward sin. Oh, they know. Oh, they frown on somebody in the church that's shacking up in the church. They frown on somebody who's having sex out of wedlock.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.